This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The slump in oil and gas prices has meant huge layoffs in those industries. Bad enough in the best of circumstances, but for foreign workers here, legally on what are known as H-1B visas, for them, losing a job means having to leave the country. From Houston, Brenda Salinas has the story.
Scottish-born Graham Slavin lives in Katy, Texas, an area with lots of expats from the UK with experience in the oil business. In his comfortable, traditionally American subdivision living room, he tells me how much he's enjoyed living here these last 7 years.
We like the fact that it's easy to make friends here. We like the fact that the education system is fantastic. And we enjoy being able to live in a house that for the same price back in the UK would be about a third or a quarter of the size.
When his bosses called him into their office a few weeks ago, Slavin knew he was getting laid off. He could see it coming.
I wasn't in shock then. I could read the situation.
Slavin survived several rounds of layoffs since 2014. In just a few months, he saw his entire expat community shrink.
I actually got to the point where I couldn't face going to any more going away parties. They were happening with increasing regularity.
Slavin was in line to get a green card. He owns a home. His sons play on local soccer teams. His youngest, Niall, who's 9, has lived here since he was a toddler.
There are only, like, 2 people that I know that live in Scotland.
And how many people do you know here?
Let me see. A lot.
Slavin met most of his expat friends at a local golf club.
Every Friday during Lent, we had fish and chips, and we'd have a big crowd that showed up for that. And you know, if an Englishman tells you the fish and chips are pretty good, you got thumbs up.
Richard Rowell is the manager of the Willowfort Country Club. The exodus has hit them pretty hard these last couple of months.
We've been down probably about maybe 80 to 100 families have relocated to their home country, primarily because of job changes and the change in the economy.
Slavin has a type of visa called an H-1B. 85,000 of them are allotted every year to professional workers through quotas to different countries. Legally, once you're terminated, you have few options.
Much like Captain Kirk might be beamed up by Scotty, in theory, when an H-1B worker is terminated from employment, he should vaporize and disappear.
Lawyer Ken Harder has seen the impact of this directly.
I would say since about 8 a.m. on January 4th, the first business day of this year, we have been furiously busy dealing with inquiries both from companies that need to downsize as well as individuals who have been or are about to be downsized. And so it's been a real profound issue given the local economy here in Houston these last several months.
However, there is one small chance for Slavin. If he can find another employer willing to sponsor him, he can stay. But he knows that's unlikely.
The best case scenario is a miracle that somebody else is interested in employing me. The chances of that at this point in time are pretty slim.
The few companies sponsoring H-1B visas in Houston right now are mostly in IT. That's not an area Slavin has experience in. Right now, he's trying to figure out a way to stay just until the end of the school year before he moves his family back to Scotland, a move he's trying desperately to avoid. In Houston, I'm Brenda Salinas for Marketplace.